with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And news of him spread throughout the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today Jesus enters the synagogue of Capernaum. And just like as we heard yesterday when he was in the synagogue in Nazareth, as soon as he had taught, the immediate reaction was that all of the eyes in the synagogue looked intently at him. The people spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. But then it led to doubt. How can one of us, somebody who grew up among us, actually be the fulfillment of all that Isaiah had said about what the Messiah would do when he would come? Today, when Jesus enters this Capernaum synagogue again when he teaches, same reaction. He taught them, and they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. Later, after by that same word with which he would speak, he cast out a demon, they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands even the unclean spirits, and they come out." First thing we need to grasp with regard to the Lord's word is that our reaction is supposed to be one of amazement and astonishment. It's supposed to be one of awe. There have been times when we were growing up in the faith, at least for most of us, I hope, that we've had that experience of awe and astonishment. When a family member first pointed out that the Bible is actually God's love letters to us, God's holy word, God speaks to us. When we were a little kid, when we heard that, we were amazed. When we started to hear the stories of Jesus' miracles, how he walked on water, how he fed multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fish, how he cast out the devil like in today's gospel, how he cured the sick, how he made paralyzed people walk, blind people see, men with withered hands recover their dexterity, especially the miracle of his rising from the dead. Our mouths were agape. When we first learned how to pray and we recognized that God was listening to us as we said those words, no matter where we said them. When we first came to Eucharistic adoration, we recognized it was God there in the monstrance loving us. When somebody first explained to us that it was really Jesus who had come down from heaven to earth on this altar, and that it was really his body and his blood. All of these experiences were experiences that we initially had that awe and astonishment. But what can happen over the course of time is that we can lose that amazement. We can start to take these things as if they're routine. Yeah, the Bible will always be on there on my shelf along with my encyclopedia. Yeah, I can talk to God anytime. Who's playing on television right now? Yeah, the Lord has worked miracles in the past, but I'm not going to ask him now. We can lose that astonishment. And some of the times, the people who lose it first are those who are closest to the Lord. There's nothing uglier and sadder than when a priest loses his sense of reverence for what he's doing. You've seen it. Some of the times in clergy gatherings, and you know I preach a lot of things to priests, they'll talk about everything and everyone except God and the things of God. They'll often criticize others. Women religious can lose a sense of the holiness of their consecration. They can start to want to behave like everybody else. There's nothing sadder than hearing a nun swear. But I've heard it. Professional Catholics, those who are closer, those who are serving the Lord up close, can some of the times lose their sense of awe and start to refer to the bread in the cup rather than the body and the precious blood of the Lord. Many of us can lose a sense of the holiness of God's commandments, or that we're holy and that others are holy, and we can start ripping on people, tearing them down, as if God really doesn't dwell in them. We can lose that amazement and astonishment. One of the most important things we need to be doing in our prayer is asking God for the grace never to lose that gift, and always to grow in a childlike awe and amazement at what God says, at what God does, at how God listens to us, at how He speaks to us, all the component parts of our faith. But there's a particular type of awe that we're called to have based on today's gospel. It's a particular awe and astonishment at the Lord's own teaching. Capernaum, they were astonished because He taught with authority. St. Matthew's version of the scene, it adds, unlike their scribes and rabbis. What normally would happen at this time is whenever anybody was teaching the Word of God, they would always said, as you remember the prophet Ezekiel said, as you remember Moses said, as you remember in the Psalm, they were always footnoting because they had no authority on their own. Their authority came by the authority of what they were citing. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus would preach parables without citing anything, but just teaching the truth undiluted. And even in places like the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus would say, you've heard that it was said to you in the past, and that was all coming from the Mosaic Law. But I say to you, so He would take that Mosaic Law and bring it to fulfillment. You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, love even your enemies. Don't try to seek vengeance up to a delimited level. But don't seek it at all. Seek to love in response to those who harm you. Jesus was always teaching with this authority, and what would happen when He would is people knew that they were in touch with the truth. And like with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, their hearts would begin to burn as He spoke. We're supposed to have that astonishment and awe at the Word of God. And one of the things that the devil must enjoy most is how few Catholics actually have this astonishment. The astonishment to say that I hope that I'm able to squeeze out 5 or 10 minutes free time today so that I can pour myself more and more into the Word of God. The astonishment that leads us to come to Bible studies. The astonishment that leads us to buy books, for example, by Scott Hahn, or listen to his CDs, or listen to his videos. The astonishment that gets us to say, keep going, Father. I really care about the Word of God, and I want to have it applied more and more to my life. There are many of us who have lost that astonishment. God wants to give it to us. But we have to remember that it's really God who speaks. And when we seek to know the Lord, then that astonishment is natural. St. Paul describes the source of Jesus' authority in today's first reading. He talks in contrast about the man who's led by the Spirit and the man who's led by the flesh, the natural man. And he gives an analogy, which is powerful. He says, among men, who knows what pertains to the man except his spirit, which is within? Similarly, no one knows what pertains to God except the Spirit of God. If you really want to get to know somebody, who that person really is, the person has to open up. We can make some guesses based on their behavior. We can make inductions based on little aspects of their biography. But if we really want to get to know someone, We have to let them open up to us and we have to listen to what they say. Same way with God. If we really want to know about the things of God, we can't just know about Him. We've got to get to know Him personally. And that's precisely what Jesus does when He teaches. He reveals to us who God is. And in revealing who God is, because we're made in God's image and likeness, He begins to reveal who we are. And it's the Holy Spirit, St. Paul goes on to say, who helps us to understand these things that God reveals. So that we may comprehend, he says, the thing freely given to us by God. To turn to the Holy Spirit and ask Him for that amazement at who God is. And this real passion to get to know Him intimately. That's what happens through the Word of God, is God has opened up His interior life and shared that with us. But there's a secondary consequence of that. Once we begin to have that astonishment, amazement, once we begin to open up sacred scripture, and by the power of the Holy Spirit understand a little bit more the mystery of who God is who reveals Himself, God wants to transform us in such a way that with a similar amazement and astonishment, we share that gift, that treasure, that kingdom with others. This is what St. Paul was saying here. He says, we speak about these mysteries of God, not with words taught by human wisdom, but by words taught by the Spirit, describing spiritual realities in spiritual terms, because we have the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit has helped us to take on those very thoughts of the Lord. That's always the outgrowth. When we've really understood who God is, we can't keep it inside. The Spirit makes us burn, as we heard Jeremiah say on Sunday. It's like a fire in our bones. We can't keep it in. It's like St. Paul would say later on in this letter to the Corinthians. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. I have to share it. I can't keep it in. Because this amazement and astonishment is infectious. And I just want to have you catch that same fever. That's what happens. We need a new evangelization today in the church. Pope Francis is continuously calling us to that. But the only way the new evangelization really happens is not by a whole bunch of Catholics reporting for duty and passing on what is a commandment of the Lord to go to all nations and proclaim the gospel to every creature. The real way the new evangelization happens is when someone catches that fever of astonishment for the Word of God and just wants to spread that great infection. Do you have that infection? Do you have that amazement and astonishment? Do you recognize that you would be well off if you spent some of your time today immersing yourself prayerfully, going through sacred scripture, getting to know it better, rediscovering that passion, that astonishment you had when your mouth was agape as a little child before the things of God? If you don't have it as much as you'd like to, God wants to give it to us today. We just need to ask for it and open ourselves up to receive that gift and continue to ask and continue to open and continue to ask and continue to open. Today we come forward and we hear the most astonishing words that are said on the planet any day. When Jesus hijacks the accent of the priest he is called and takes simple bread and wine and totally changes them into himself, saying, "This is my body. This is the chalice of my blood." Let us ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with a spirit of wonder and awe as we prepare to say in the astonishing phrase of the centurion from Capernaum, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." The Lord Jesus today comes not to a synagogue in Capernaum. He doesn't merely come to a chapel in Fall River. He comes inside each of us. God is about to dwell within you. If this can't astonish us, nothing can. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.